So be aware of the archangels standing with us. In the east is Raphael, bringing the breath and life. In the south is Michael, bringing light. In the west is Gabriel, bringing love. In the north is Uriel, bringing law. Life, light, love, law, woven together by Sivuviel, the angel of connection, the mercurial angel. And in the center is each and every one of us. Feeling ourselves to be the living tree of life. Being aware of Malchut at our feet, Yesod in our pelvis, Hod and Netzach in our hips, Tiferet in our heart, Geburah and Gedula in our shoulders, Ta'at in our throat, Bina and Chokmah in our cranium, Keter above our heads, being the living tree of life within the circle of life, standing between earth and heaven, being the balance point, being the generative star. So just sit for a moment with that sense. I'm going to give you a two-sided image to look at. I just first of all want you to look at the image of the fool. It's this image on this side. So no matter whether you like it, or that's not the point. The point is to this it represents the energy of the expressive zero. So I just want you to look at it. You may like or not like the artwork, but just look at it. So this is zero. This is the generative zero, the generative ground. And just close your eyes and just get the feeling of that. Away from the images, just find the resonance in your body of the image. It's quality of the fool, the generative ground, the creative zero. Open your eyes, flip the diagram over. And this is two-ness, working with two-ness, working with duality. Working with duality, the two. This is the two of the 0 = 2 equation. So just again, so simply looking at it. Whether you like or dislike the artworks, not the point. Just allowing the images to form an impression in relationship to working with two-ness, working with shaping. And just close your eyes. Again, feel the felt sense of two, being with two. And open your eyes, flip the image over again. Come back to the image of the zero. And just looking at it, letting yourself interact with the images. And just closing your eyes and finding again the felt sense of zero. Just the echo in your body mind of the image you've been looking at. And flip the image over and look at the image of two-ness, being with two-ness. Close your eyes, find the felt sense of that once again. And as you sit really with the sense of the two-ness, what I'd like you to do is to take an experience in your life or a situation in your life or in the world and hold that in your attention in relationship to this image of being with two-ness. It can be anything, big, small, doesn't matter. To take that situation, hold it, and bring it into relationship to this image and the felt sense of this image, two-ness. making sure you include all aspects of the situation, all the opposites that are found in it. And as you fully do that, flip over the image and bring yourself and the situation into relationship with the other image. Finding yourself and the situation in relationship to the creative zero, the creative fool. Letting your eyes close when you have a good sense of the image, and continuing to work with the felt sense of the zero and the felt sense of the situation that you're holding. Flip the image and come back, take the image and the situation, take the feeling and the situation into relationship again with the two-ness. Hold in relationship to the image, and when you have that internalized, close your eyes and be with the felt sense of the situation and the sense of working with the two-ness. Naught equals two. And then bring your attention back out. What I want you to do, I'm just going to, so 1, 2, 3, you're a group. 1, 2, 3, you're a group. 1, 2, 3, 4, you're a group. 1, 2, 3, 4, you're a group. Please discuss your experiences together.